Welcome to Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish, with music, features, interviews, and more, on the web at www.simplyscottish.com.
Hello and welcome to Simply Scottish. I'm Andrew McDermott, your host. On today's programme, a closer look at the history of Scottish film, with highlights from each era of Scotland's cinema history. You can access other episodes of Simply Scottish on our website, www.simplyscottish.com. Between episodes, get Scottish news, trivia, show updates, and a chance every month to win our music giveaway. Be part of the conversation at facebook.com/simplyscottish or by following us on Twitter with the handle @simplyscottish. Let's start the show with music. The 1993 romantic comedy Benny and June with Johnny Depp featured I'm Gonna Be by Scottish duo The Proclaimers. The song climbed to number 3 in the US charts that year and brought The Proclaimers a great deal of new listeners stateside. Here's Craig and Charlie Reed now.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. Money comes in for the work I do. I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I grow, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
When I'm lonely, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home,
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more.
You're listening to Simply Scottish. In the 1890s, several inventors around the world worked feverishly to build on advancements in photography and projection techniques, like the camera obscura, to create the first moving pictures. In America, where a pioneering film industry would soon blossom, Thomas Alva Edison was working to do for the eye what the phonograph had done for the ear. William Kennedy Dixon, an employee of Edison's born in France to Scottish parents, devised an early motion picture device called a kinetoscope. This would set the standard for cinematic projection for decades. The earliest representation of Scotland on film is a 30-second clip by Thomas Alva Edison in 1895, depicting the execution of Mary, Queen of Scots. This may have been the first film in history to use trained actors, as well as one of the first to use editing to create special effects. Many Scots will have discovered the phenomenon of moving pictures through travelling exhibitions, where a cinematograph booth would display short clips of news, comedy sketches, and phantom rides, point-of-view clips that made the audience feel like they were actually experiencing a moving journey. Eventually, the popularity of these travelling shows convinced their owners to invest in permanent buildings. Scotland's first and oldest purpose-built cinema was the Hippodrome in Bowness, near Falkirk, which opened in 1912. The cinema is still in operation today, now run by the local council after a renovation in 2009. Today, the Hippodrome hosts an annual festival of silent cinema that showcases the films and stars of the silent era. Before the advent of an indigenous Scottish film industry in the 1980s and 90s, a number of Scots travelled to London, New York, or Los Angeles to pursue a career on stage or in film. One example is James Finlayson, born in Stirlingshire, who worked in both silent and sound films. He moved to the US in 1911 at the age of 24, appearing in Broadway theatre before heading to Hollywood. His trademark comic mannerisms found a place in numerous comedies. He was one of the original Keystone Cops, and is well remembered as the most famous comic foil of Laurel and Hardy, appearing in 33 productions with the comic duo. One of Finlayson's trademark expressions was a drawn-out "doh," used as an oath. This later inspired Dan Castellaneta, who incorporated a faster form of the expression into his voice portrayal of Homer Simpson. "Doh!" Then there's Jack Buchanan, born in Helensburgh and educated at Glasgow Academy. He began his career on London's West End before continuing on Broadway. His film debut came in 1917, and he appeared in about 36 films altogether, including Monte Carlo, The Gang's All Here, and The Bandwagon opposite Fred Astaire. Coming up, a look at some of the films that helped shape the world's cinematic view of Scotland. First, music from Face the West. This is Inisheer. Thank you. A homegrown film industry in Scotland did not begin to develop until the 1970s. Before that, films depicting Scots and Scotland were largely made by studios in England or Hollywood. A notable exception to this was the first filmed version of Rob Roy, filmed in Glasgow in 1911. The silent film was a hit in the UK and abroad. The 1917 silent film The Pride of the Clan starred Mary Pickford as the last daughter of the MacTavish clan chief. The 84-minute movie was shot in Fort Lee, New Jersey. Several novels set in Scotland became source material for films. Catherine Hepburn starred in a 1934 film adaptation of J.M. Barrie's 1891 novel The Little Minister. It was filmed in California's Sherwood Forest and the RKO studio backlot. Incidentally, the same sets were used a year later for Laurel and Hardy's comedy Bonnie Scotland. Alfred Hitchcock adapted John Buchan's adventure novel The 39 Steps in 1935. Hitchcock's use of artistic license extended to the Scottish landscape, where fugitive Robert Donat makes a daring escape across the Forth Road Bridge right into the middle of the Highlands. Alexander McKendrick was a Scottish-American director and teacher. Born in Boston, Massachusetts, he later moved to Scotland to work in commercials and film. Working with England's Ealing Studios, he directed 1949's Whiskey Galore, based on Compton Mackenzie's comedy. He shot the film on the Isle of Barra during a summer of heavy rain and gales. Other notable Scottish stories-turned-movies include Orson Welles' version of Macbeth and 1953's The Master of Ballantrae with Errol Flynn. One of the most well-known actresses hailing from Scotland is Deborah Kerr. Born in Glasgow in 1921, Kerr got her start in British film in the early 1940s. Her screen presence and talent soon got the attention of Hollywood, and she went on to star in several popular films, including An Affair to Remember, From Here to Eternity, and The King and I, opposite Yul Brynner, for which she earned a Golden Globe Award. She also earned an honorary Oscar, BAFTA, and Cannes Film Festival Award in recognition of her successful career and her contribution to cinema. Although most known for her versatile roles in film, Kerr's first love was the theatre, and she received a Tony Award for her Broadway debut, Tea and Sympathy. In 1954, a film version of the hit Broadway musical Brigadoon was released, starring Gene Kelly and Sid Charisse. Inspired by previous musicals like Oklahoma and Carousel, it's the story of two American tourists who stumble upon a Scottish village that appears out of the mist only once every 100 years. Although a light-hearted musical romance, it was an American production that reinforced certain stereotypes of Scotland that would persist for decades. Around the same time as Brigadoon, a young Scotsman named Sean Connery was getting his start in theatre and film. His breakthrough role would be James Bond in the series opener Dr. No in 1962, but not before playing a young Irishman in the 1959 Walt Disney film Darby O'Gill and the Little People. His performance in this film impressed Dana Broccoli, wife of Albert Broccoli, producer of Dr. No. And the rest, as they say, is history. For a detailed look at the life and career of Sean Connery, listen to The Incomparable Sean Connery, a separate episode of Simply Scottish, available at simplyscottish.com. Other well-received films of the 1960s, both based on books, include Tunes of Glory, about events in a Scottish Highland regimental barracks after World War II and starring Alec Guinness, and The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie, featuring an Academy Award-winning performance from Maggie Smith. We'll take a look at the modern era of Scottish film next.
Happiness I am surrounded. lost in a snow globe, full of festive fear, stuck in a snow in a snow.
Listening to Simply Scottish. On this episode, a look at the Scottish film industry and movies over the years that have featured Scotland's history, people, and stories. In the 1970s, a new era began that would challenge previous notions of Scotland in film. The 1973 cult horror film The Wicker Man told the story of a sinister sect on a remote Scottish island. A trilogy of stark, unsentimental films between 1972 and 1978 by Scottish director Bill Douglas portrayed his own harrowing experiences growing up physically and emotionally impoverished. Critics praised the visual style and use of sound in his movies. 1979 brought the debut of writer-director Bill Forsyth. That sinking feeling told the story of a group of Glasgow youths who daringly rob a warehouse full of sinks. Forsyth's breakthrough came with 1981's Gregory's Girl, a coming-of-age romantic comedy, for which he won a BAFTA award for Best Original Screenplay. He followed it up with Local Hero in 1983. Burt Lancaster plays an American businessman attracted to the idyllic lifestyle of the Scots. Forsyth updates this outdated and glossy image of Scotland and presents a modern Scotland that is still beautiful and appealing. Around this time, the Scottish Film Production Fund was established to help promote a new industry. In 1991, Scottish screenwriter John Hodge and producer Andrew MacDonald met at the Edinburgh Film Festival. They collaborated on a 1994 crime drama called Shallow Grave, starring a then little-known Ewan McGregor. They followed with 1996's Trainspotting, teaming up with English director Danny Boyle. Based on a novel by Irvin Welsh, Trainspotting told the hard-hitting story of a group of heroin addicts in 1980s Edinburgh. Trainspotting, for everything else it did, announced with a loud voice to the world that Scottish film was coming into its own and was here to stay. Another actor, Peter Mullen, had roles in Shallow Grave and Trainspotting, and won Best Actor at the 1998 Cannes Film Festival for his performance in My Name is Joe. Meanwhile, in 1995, the world was introduced to the epic story of Scottish freedom fighter William Wallace with Mel Gibson's big-budget Hollywood hit Braveheart. It's hard to underestimate the impact this film had on Scotland. The Braveheart effect influenced film production, the economy, and even politics in Scotland, and brought a wave of global interest in Scottish history and culture. And while the film exercised creative license with the history, it was a memorable piece of filmmaking that had a big impact on people worldwide, including myself. I was working at a movie theater in Texas at the time Braveheart was released. I remember dressing up as Wallace and literally dancing in the streets after it won the Academy Award for Best Picture. More Scottish history came to the big screen with Liam Neeson as Rob Roy in 1995. And a few years later, Mrs. Brown, the story of Queen Victoria and her relationship with servant John Brown at Balmoral Castle. In 2008, Stone of Destiny recounted the adventure of a group of Scottish students who recapture the Stone of Scone from Westminster Abbey in 1950. Today, efforts continue to make Scotland a top destination for local film production, as well as a top choice for international filmmakers and projects. The 2012 Disney Pixar animated movie Brave is a fairy tale set in 10th century Scotland. Featuring a large Scottish cast and music from Scottish composer Patrick Doyle, it has once again put Scotland in focus and helped to boost tourism and interest in all things Scottish. And while Sean Connery has hung up his acting hat, a number of other Scottish actors are forging successful careers in film, including Gerard Butler, Tilda Swinton, John Hannah, Angus McFadden, Robert Carlyle, Kelly MacDonald, Ewan McGregor, Billy Boyd, Alan Cumming, James McAvoy, and others. That concludes this episode of Simply Scottish. Listen to other episodes online at simplyscottish.com. Get show updates and a chance to win a free CD of Scottish music by interacting with us. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/simplyscottish. And our Twitter handle is @SimplyScottish. We'll close with music by Scottish guitarist and composer Mark Knopfler. From his soundtrack to Local Hero, here's Wild Theme. I'm Andrew McDermott. Join me again for more of all things Scottish on Simply Scottish.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content is copyright 2012, Simply Scottish Media. All music used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience on the web at www.simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening. Thank you.